Hello, everyone. I hope everyone is doing well. This is Joan, and I'd like to welcome everyone to the Seating of the Divine Level 5 Session 11 gathering. Before we get started, I have some announcements that we'd like to make in regards to the upcoming meetings and our Light Conference. These announcements are in reference to all the meetings between now and the conference. We will meet on Zoom for our Gridmaster call on Sunday, September the 20th at 1 p.m. Central Time. This will be a good test for our conference on Zoom, so if there are any glitches, we can take care of them then. You will receive an email within the next week with the link and the instructions how to get on. Please try to enter the meeting about 15 minutes ahead of time, so if you have difficulty, you can make sure that you are in the meeting at our appointed time. If you do not have the Zoom app on your computer, you may be asked to download it. If you don't have a webcam on your computer, this is not a problem. You'll be able to see and hear us with no problem. We will not be able to see you, however, but we will be able to hear you. We will also have a pre-light conference call to set our energies on Sunday, September the 27th, and that will also be on a Zoom call. All those who registered for the conference will receive a link to attend the call. The conference will begin at 10 a.m. Central Time till noon each morning, and Friday through Sunday, and the afternoon sessions start at 2. They will be from 2 to 4 p.m. Central Time. If you want to jot those down, but I'll send an email, have Kimberly send an email to everyone with all that information on it. Remember that the conference registration closes on Thursday, September 24th. There will be no teaching sessions after the conference, but we will have a community call at 7 p.m. Tuesday, October 20th. Our teaching sessions will begin Tuesday, November 10th at 7 p.m. This conference is going to be not like any of the other conferences that we've had. It's very high energy, very light impacted, and I really feel that we all need that couple of weeks to integrate what went on in those 3 days. Those who are unable to attend the conference on Zoom can purchase the video recordings as well as the segmented audio teachings. We're going to provide the audio as well as the video because I think it's important to have the meditations and even some of the teachings as separate, because a lot of people, myself included, like to listen to the meditations. So anyway, those, if you registered, those are part of your registration fee. If you are not able to attend, we will notify you that they are available for purchase. So let's all take a deep breath and get centered in our Sacred Heart Center and welcome Archangel Gabriel to lead us in our evening meditation, our centering meditation. So if you'll give me a moment, we'll get started. It is I, Gabriel. I am honored to be with you this evening to lead this meditation. So if you will take a deep breath and be in the center of your sacred heart, breathing in light, exhaling love, breathing in love, exhaling light. Another breath, another exhale. Begin to know yourself in your light body. Be in your light body. Notice the sacred imprints within that light body. The beautiful sacred name of the all that is. The Yod, the He, the Vav, the He. Notice that your light garment is brilliantly reflecting your Christed light. Now, enter your Merkaba vehicle in full conscious awareness of who you are as a Christed being. And give the command for your light vehicle to activate. Notice your environment. Notice the light that is within that beautiful vehicle of light and how it nurtures you. Feel that in your light body. Notice how it creates an equilibrium within your full energetic system that is also reflected in your physical body, in every chakra, in all of the triads that are spinning completely in a unified field of light. Your heart is open and responsive to the light that you are taking in. Calm and alert. Present and very conscious. All parts of you are completely unified and harmoniously functioning. Take another deep breath. Be very present in this moment. Join completely and unified in your crucible, in the light crucible of every member of Seating in the Divine and every member of the crucible. All beautiful beings of Arcturus, the Pleiades, the Sirians, the Archangels, the Great Ascended Masters, the Lords of Light, and the Elohim, all joined in unity in this beautiful crucible. So now we are ready to begin. Let us welcome Lord Metatron, Lord Michael, Lord Melchizedek, and Archangel Uriel. Greetings, beloveds. It is the Lords of Light. We come in the configuration of that quadratic configuration, emanating the light of Source, the light of all that is. We come in this configuration for specific purposes to distribute certain emanations of light, but also creating a field of perfectly balanced electromagnetic charges that will impact every chakra, every activated DNA strand. When there are anomalies or fractures within your mental emotional body, distortions within the electromagnetic field happen. And so the unified field that we are often asked you to create within yourself and within your energy field is disrupted by extremes in the electromagnetic field that are around your body and around the earth. So we have worked very diligently with you to create more unity within this electromagnetic field, making it more potent, more refined, so that it is the perfect example to hold Christ consciousness in the world of form. The opening of the time locks, especially the 5th, 6th, and 7th dimensional time locks that we have been working with, are very important activations that have taken place in every conference that we have created with you. And this next conference is no exception. So this teaching is a very important teaching, as well as all of the teachings that you have received this year. We have given you many important teachings this year, and we have pushed you into states of consciousness that you never considered prior to these activations. We ask you to review the information that has been given in the last 3 or 4 years of your time on the light packets to restore some of the memories of the vastness of these huge configurations of light. You had no knowledge of these light packets until 2016, the very first conference of Seating in the Divine. And in that conference, you were just made aware that they exist. It takes a certain state of consciousness to have these packets activated. So each year, we have brought you to states where that activation could take place. And every year, adding more to that. These huge light packets are configurations of undifferentiated light of source, of that creative energy of source. The light is then differentiated by the dimensional light template energies that you have been retrieving. So you see, the light packets could not be fully functioning until these light templates were retrieved from the time locks where they were put at the fall of consciousness to preserve the integrity of those light packets and also the integrity and the massiveness of that undifferentiated light of source. The activation of the 7 light packets could only occur when a segment of humanity was consciously ready to move into that 5th dimension. Of course, you have been prepared. But there are many more that are awakening because of what you have done as a forerunner, have held that in your body, those energetics, have activated those packets within your energy system. So more and more of humanity is awakening to that 5th dimension or state of consciousness. And many more are pushing forth to acquire a consciousness of that totality of 5th, 6th, 7th dimension. Here again, because you as leaders, as way showers, as forerunners, held that in your body and held that integrity of those light templates, the light packets could be opened and further flower your consciousness. These light packets, as well as the light templates, required assistance. You required assistance for these activations to take place. And we were happy as ascended masters, archangels, star beings, lords of light, we were happy to be of assistance and bring you into states of consciousness as well as vast cosmic wisdom that you are now beginning to awaken to because of the merging of your soul with your spirit. So there is now a viable communication between the wisdom that is held within your soul of many life experiences in form, but also the purity and the vast perfected templates of the spirit that is always united with the all that is. So we would like to begin this teaching in telling you some things about the changes that have occurred and how they affect each time a light packet is activated. It brings about a great shift within the body consciousness. The first three strands of DNA especially relate to your physicality and your physical lineage. When you get into that fourth DNA strand, you begin to move into the level of soul consciousness, soul spirit consciousness. So as these activations have occurred, now you have more than one or two of those massive light packets activated, and how they affected certain DNA strands, how they affected the chakra system, and how they affected the physical body. Now, as we activate more light packets, we bring you into that realm of spirit, where you are creating a vast, cohesive communication channel, not only between your soul and spirit, but between your spirit that is always united with the all that is, but with your soul spirit as it activates certain energetic channels within your light body that not only help you to maintain the integrity of the light body, but help that light body become the bridge and the channel of the physical body's activation into light. So as you become more conscious in your light body, that light body becomes part of that etheric body system and begins to be the bridge to move the physical body into a different dimensional state, not just of consciousness, but of physicality. So now you're just working at that fifth dimensional level, bringing up the third dimensional body into that fifth dimension. But it won't be too long where the sixth and seventh dimensions begin through the light body to have an effect on the physical body's integrity and the way in which it is positioned, not just in the dimensions, but in the body itself, in the physical expression itself. This is what is so exciting about these activations of these light packets. So there was a change in the last activation that was presented was a change in the third strand of DNA, because it was necessary for this to occur so that that light body could function more coherently within the physicality and bring that physicality, raise that physicality up to that fifth dimensional level. The last activation that we did with you involved placing the third packet of light in the third strand of DNA. This was a game changer for not only you, but it was a game changer for all humanity. Without the third light packet in the third strand of DNA, the mental, emotional body was greatly affected and compromised by physical lineages that are combined in the third DNA strand. As you remember, in those double helix, the first helix had the first and second strand related to your lineage from your mother and your physical father. The third DNA strand represents you as a combination of all that. When you get into the fourth strand of DNA and fifth strand, you begin to be able to access the lineage of your soul and your spirit. The more strands that we can help you activate and the more packets that are placed in those DNA strands, the more evolved you become, not only consciously, but the body itself changes and evolves. In that third DNA strand, that strand holds reaction patterns from the various lineages that need to be cleared. The third light packet continually transmits the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light template consciousness into the physical body. And that occurs because the first four light packets that we helped you activate were placed specifically in certain strands of DNA, and most importantly, within that Sacred Heart Center. So now that we have helped you activate an aspect of the third light packet into that third DNA strand, everything is shifting. This activation assists in the transformation of the fallen ego so that it willingly follows the soul-spirit consciousness. And this then activates the electromagnetic field of the body and provides a more coherent state within the mental-emotional body from the access point of the wisdom of the soul. These major changes brought about through various light packet activations affect the function of the entire double helix structure. As you remember, there are six double helix, and there are two strands of DNA in each helix. Each activation and placement of the light packets in various DNA strands and the various chakra uplifts the entire system with each activation. So this is important for you to recognize. With each activation, all of the light packets and the activations are affected. So we begin now, not to start from the first light packet, but we start from the most recent light packet that was activated. And there is a trickling down into each light packet that was activated, each strand of DNA that was activated, each chakra that was activated or imprinted in some way. So as that third, changes in that third DNA strand provided an imprint in that strand that could not be possible if you hadn't activated the fourth light packet, the third light packet, the second light packet, and the first light packet. So each of the functions and the activations that took place in each of those light packets affect the whole continually. So when we activate the next light packet, then that light packet not only functions in its original function, but it imprints every other DNA strand that has been affected by a light packet activation, every chakra that has been affected by a light packet activation. So it is an ever-evolving, cohesive system that builds on the current activation and imprints the rest of the activations. Now, when I say imprints, that is what it is. It's an imprint. And it's up to the individual how that imprint gets fully activated, the consciousness that they are able to hold. And the body then begins to slowly respond instead of react. A sense of a need for balance and equilibrium in the mental emotional body begins to stir. Even in the full consciousness of the body, when the full consciousness of the body is not fully aware of what the mental emotional body is, this imprint of all the valuable attributes of, say, the third light packet activation moves the body consciousness and the lineage consciousness ahead many, many years in its evolvement, in its ascension process. The genetic lineage of the body is greatly affected from the past to the present to the future. So beings who take on certain lineages don't have to go back to square one. Not only do they benefit from the wisdom of their individual soul, but they benefit from these activated light packets that have imprinted their chakra system, that have imprinted their DNA structure in some way, and makes it easier for them to come into more refined states of consciousness and more energetically harmonious states of being. We cannot express to you the importance of this process because it escalates the ascension process tremendously. It pushes it forward by leaps and bounds. These imprints stir the consciousness to explore and question how the individual creates their life experience. And it's in that curiosity and that inquisitiveness that much is gained. And that's all because you have activated these light packets within yourself, within your body. And you have benefited from it. And because you are a member of the collective of humanity, you bring that forth and make it available to every human who resides in a body on planet Earth. The imprints stir the consciousness in ways that you could not have understood previously. But since these activations have been taken place in you, that curiosity, that push to understand, to know, to have more of a refined energetic system at your access. By changing your energetic system and the availability, the constant availability of your soul spirit consciousness, the life of all humans is changed. Another thing that is important for you to know now, as we upgrade this to the present moment, to the consciousness that you now hold and have developed in the last 5 years of your time, we would like to talk to you now about the coherence that is being developed gradually within these 6 double helixes. We have told you that the 4th and 5th strands work together. The 6th and 7th strands work together. Each helix is joined energetically to the previous helix through the interface of a DNA strand that resides in a different helix. Can you see how an energetic coherence within the complete structure is precisely created? And you are co-creating that with us at this very moment. Because of the 2 light body initiations, it's important now to create a more expanded unified field. The spinning of the 6 double helixes, just as the triad system does, those helixes spin, just as the first triad, the second triad, and so on. And they fold into one another and create a unified field of light energy that relates to form. This is the energetic manifestation of a full Christ consciousness in form. Now, this is an important fact, what I just said. We just said to you, the coherence that is now available in those double helixes that assist in the manifestation of Christ consciousness in form is now taking place. As we move along, more light packets will be activated and more DNA strands will come online. The spinning of the double helixes have a direct impact on the advanced functioning of the triadic system that will support the light body consciousness. It will change the body consciousness and bring it up through the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th dimensional physical forms. There's no limit to this ascension process. So just as the triads spin and they work together and they fold into one another, creating a unified field, these double helix now has begun that unified spin where each helix, starting with the most recent activated double helix, began to fold into one another. And then that double helix affects the triadic system because of the structure that is being used within those helix, not only consciously, but within form. So eventually, these double helixes fold into the triadic system and become one massive unified field of consciousness and light energy. This is a huge upgrade in your ascension process. If you can remember, not too far back in our teachings, we talked to you about how this process and the gifts that you give to humanity, the service project, not only of Grid Masters, but of Seeding of the Divine, will escalate your personal state of ascension to levels that you hadn't expected, to the point where when you drop this body and move into the ascension spiral, you are able to use that seventh strand of the seventh ray of creation. And you very quickly move into an ascended state of being without entering that karmic wheel. So, because of your service, it was important for us to have this discussion with you this evening about the upgrades in the light packets, how they affect the double helix, how now, because you have two levels of divination in the into light body, and you have had the reception of a light garment, a massive energetic garment that protects the integrity of the light body, it's important that you have access to this full energetic, vast, coherent field, unified field. This in itself alters the electromagnetic that is within and around your physical body, but it also benefits the electromagnetic field, stabilizes it around the earth, and enables the elemental community to remember their 12th dimensional roots. So it sets the stage for your upcoming light conference and the activations that will be taken in that light conference. So when we ask you to draw from the light within your Merkaba vehicle to feed and nourish your light body, we are providing you this information this evening about these double helixes and the spinning of that and the merging into the unified field of the triadic system, where many alterations take place. And not only alterations, but it becomes this massive unified field of light that is within and around you, within your physical form, it's within your energetic system. So you are being fed not only by your Merkaba vehicle of light, but you are being fed by this massive, activated, and fully integrated, unified field of light that is around and within you. It provides the perfect environment for Christ consciousness to exist within form, with equilibrium and with unity and with full integrity of spirit. You never again will question who I am, because you know who you are. You are a being of great light, unified in body, mind, and spirit. So just like every session that we have brought to you in this past year, this also sets the energetics for a fuller activation that is yet to come. Because you are prepared, your energetic field is being prepared. The electromagnetic field has great equilibrium. There are no spikes in that field any longer. This was very important because when you have spikes in the field, more electrical charges or more magnetic charges, you don't have that unification functioning with equilibrium. And this is so important in using the sixth and seventh dimensional light templates effectively. We have given you a tremendous amount of information, beloveds. But with that information and concepts, we have given you a huge energetic infusion of light that will take you a couple of weeks at least to fully integrate, but you will have that integrated within you at the start of this light conference. In closing this evening, we would like to lead you in a closing process where you begin to feel in your body, in your heart, in your sacred heart consciousness, the fullness of the light that you carry. So take a deep breath. And be aware of that fourth triad, that beautiful triad of light. It is composed of the ninth chakra, the tenth chakra, and the 11th chakra. It spins and spins in a unified field. You have communication with we Lords of Light, the Archangels, the Ascended Masters, the Elohim, the many star beings that welcome you each time you gather in your crucible. And that beautiful emanation of undifferentiated light, ever glowing, never diminishing in the spinning of that triad. Notice the difference in that field. Notice how that Ark of the Covenant around your head has shifted and changed and is glowing radiantly. with these activations, something wonderful has begun to be activated. Your ability to maintain a coherent, unified field, a coherent state of consciousness, and a very coherent functioning of the electromagnetic field now prepares you to begin to create the Zeon particles of thought, where levels of thought become a natural expression at that more refined level. And now, let your attention be drawn to that fourth triad as it spins. And this triad also has three components. Crown chakra, the higher mind, universe, access to the universal mind, but most importantly, full access to that soul star, where access to your spirit, to your perfection, to the knowledge can be drawn from because of the merged state of your soul and your spirit. So as you inquire, as you ask your questions, the perfection of your spirit answers those questions, providing the wisdom drawn from the soul of any embodiment that you have ever taken on, whether it be human or not. So as this triad spins, the higher mind, the oversoul, descends into the body and also resides in your sacred heart center. So the consciousness of your soul spirit is maintained. The consciousness of universal mind is accessible and maintained in its full integrity. The crown center remains opening, open always, and this affects your third eye that resides in the second triad. So the fourth and the third triad are now folded into the second triad, where the function of that triad is accelerated tremendously. The third eye, all distortions, all shields that were put on in different time locks are removed, and that I is the single I of Source, all seeing, all knowing, all discerning. And the flame in the pineal, a beautiful magenta flame, burns brilliantly, is never extinguished, and is always fully connected with the flame in the Sacred Heart. So the direction of that center in the creative centers is taken from that Sacred Heart consciousness as well as the third eye and the pineal. The upgraded version of the medulla oblongata has taken place. This is your ascension vehicle also. It's your ascension chakra. It is connected also to the first triad through the throat chakra, through the will of Source, as you were created as spirit at the moment of that creation. What was the will of Source when you were created? That's all available to you so that you can fully express who you are in the most magnificent way. Now that the spinning and the integrity of that triadic system is joined and merged, creating that unified field, the spinning of the double helix, of those six helix, even though some of them aren't fully activated, that spinning begins to merge into the unified field, creating an explosive light that is maintained in its integrity and its coherency, feeds the light body. It feeds the physical body consciousness and the ego steps back and allows the spirit to lead. What a beautiful, beautiful expression of a being of Christed light. Feel the radiance within yourself. Feel the light within you. Know yourself fully and completely as a Christed being. Activations at this moment are taking place in that Christed oversoul, so it too comes into the consciousness and coherence of this massive unified field that you are creating. Let us sit together
a while longer in this beautiful Christed field of light. Fully conscious, fully aware, much has changed in these last few minutes. Take a deep breath, and with that, we will close our session together this evening. Sit in this magnificent field of light for as long as you can hold your attention point. Disconnect from all technological devices so that you can fully enjoy your unified field. Fully enjoy this glorious expression of yourself. Blessings, dear ones. Blessings.